This is GQDN for Friday, the 5th of August. You know me as Joe, brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. In today's news, we have something to drink, some Monster Hunter Rise news, Sherlock Holmes, and an Evo 2022 schedule. But today, we start with an article from GameSpot.com, and what they're saying is GameStop, the NFT marketplace, sold some indie games without permission. So, this is also by ArsTechnica.com, and the games were more like just like a digital thing. But the developers were very, very unhappy about this, because GameStop did make off with about $55,000 worth of merchandise, and that's how they profited for the NFTs. So that said, the developer of the NFTs did say in a quote here, and the name is Kristen Majuxi, quote, "My work was sold for profit without my consent. Even if somebody wanted to return the money they made off my work, it would be in the form of some blank crypto anyway." So essentially what they're saying is it's far too late. And right now, there is no talk from GameStop at all. But still, something to think about. Now, we go to a Destructoid article. This is the first one. And they're saying that Evo 2022 now has a schedule. And this starts today. Day one is Friday. They'll have the Evo special event from 10 p.m. From a 10 Pacific time to, it's 10 a.m. Pacific time to 7 Pacific time. That's on the main stage. Mortal Kombat 11 at the same time will be at Evo 4. Granblue Fantasy Versus Round 1 pools will be at Evo 3, starting at that time. Guilty Gear Strive Round 1 pools will be at Evo 2, and that starts at 11 a.m. It started at 11 a.m. and it's going on right now. Tekken 7 will be at Evo 3, and that starts at 6 p.m. PST, and that's at Evo 3. Melty Blood Type Lumina Round 1 pools will be starting at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, and that goes on to Evo 6. The top 64 to top 8 will be starting at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. So right now that's what in the middle of at Evo 6. Skullgirls Second Encore Round 1 pulls to top 8 is basically now finished on Evo 7, but the finals are tonight on the main stage. Street Fighter Champion Edition, the pulls are going on at Evo 5 right now, which I believe is all found on twitch.tv/Evo. And if I say Evo 4, that's twitch.tv/Evo 4, 5, 6, 2, 3, stuff like that, and Evo 7. So they will have Mortal Kombat Ultimate tomorrow, Melty Blood, Granblue Fantasy, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Guilty Gear Strive, Tekken 7 will start tomorrow, Street Fighter 5 Champion Edition starts tomorrow, King of Fighters 15 starts tomorrow, Multiverses Top 32 and Finals will be tomorrow, and then Sunday they finish up with King of Fighters 15, Tekken 7, Street Fighter 5 Champion Edition, and Guilty Gear Strive. And that'll be all on the main stage. So they're all fighting right now, but there are some games to announce there as well. And this is via DualShockers.com. And Dangan Entertainment announces 5 indie demos at Bit Summit Crossroads. So here's the 5. Recall, Empty Wishes, The Witch's House MV, Loretta, Hunt the Night, and Tactical Galactical. Some good games there. And there's a new game coming out sometime called Grim Guardians Demon Purge. This is also an article via DualShockers.com, and this game will be out on Xbox One, Series X and S, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Switch, and PC via Steam, but there's no release date yet.
My tongue got in the way.
But anyway, that's how things go. So we shall see what happens and how the game goes there. Now, Eurogamer did say that there is a remake for Sherlock Holmes. I'm sorry, this is Dual Shockers again, my bad. Not Eurogamer, we're not there yet. But Sherlock Holmes The Awakened is getting a remake, and right now they're raising money there for this remake, which right now stands at over $115,000. It's got 28 days to go, and the goal was set just below $72,000. So this is a huge, huge thing, and I would imagine that the developers would actually make something to really make the backers happy. So we'll see what happens there. It's very curious. Now we get to Eurogamer, and now we get to say that Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak has its first big update next week. So what could we see from there? Well, that is something that we really like to know. But it does look like the Lucent Nicaragua could be in the Sunbreak's title update 1. So you could actually see a new monster in Monster Hunter Rise. Something new to fight. In fact, Martin Robinson from Eurogamer did say, quote, "Sunbreak is going to be another brutal Monster Hunter expansion, but I'm happy to find there's enough balance in there for me to approach it with excitement rather than trepidation." Have fun there, buddy. Anyway, we go back to Destructoid and we find out that Marvel vs. Capcom, the cab, is on its way from Arcade 1 up. Now within that, you have Marvel vs. Capcom 2, Marvel vs. Capcom, Marvel Super Heroes vs. Street Fighter, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, Marvel Super Heroes, X-Men Children of the Atom, X-Men Mutant Apocalypse, and Marvel Super Heroes in War of the Gems. Very, very interesting. Very, very interesting indeed. But one last thing before we go. Yeah, I know. I was in the Navy. In the Navy, if you are not drinking by the time that you're in, they will make sure you will be drinking once you get out. And I say that because Destructoid.com posted an article that said that Assassin's Creed whiskey will be available at $69. This is done by a Tennessee Legend Distillery, and this is what the distillery said. Quote, "Leap into history and celebrate 15 years of working in the dark to serve the light. Anthem Studios and Tennessee Legendary Distillery present Assassin's Creed Straight Bourbon Whiskey, crafted in the hill country of Texas and finished in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. This four-year-old straight bourbon whiskey carries a rich flavor with rye spice, wheat character, and hints of cherry, vanilla, and oak, appealing to spirit connoisseurs, and fans alike. The ironic selection is a worthy addition to any bar. Game hard, drink responsibly." Yeah, I don't drink whiskey, but that does look good. Did you know that we kind of look good there at thedawnforge.com and twitch.tv/dawnforge for the weekly show tomorrow? So, if you do drink, like I said, drink responsibly, people. Don't go on the roads if you do. That way, you can listen in on the podcast, and that way, you can go play some games, people. Take care out there.